So you maybe working a job, maybe you like your job, maybe you're not thinking that I want to jump off the cliff and start a business. Tune in to this episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. We're going to talk to Chris Guillebeau about the side hustle project. Don't miss it. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz and my guest today is Chris Guillebeau. He is the author of The Art of Nonconformity and The $100 Startup and the founder of the World Domination Summit held every year in Portland, Oregon. And I think this may be about a third time on the show. One of the things that Chris is quite noted for is his lust for traveling to every country in the world. So maybe we'll check in on where he is in that journey. So Chris, thanks for joining me again.
Hey, John, thanks for having me back.
So a couple questions. Taiwan, country or not?
Taiwan is not a country by the UN member state standard. I have been.
I want your opinion is what I want.
Right. Well, it is culturally unique, of course. It is culturally and politically unique. So it's obviously a nation, and there are lots of nations in the world that aren't necessarily states. And so if you start thinking about like going to every nation in the world, that kind of changes things up, and then you can actually have a whole lot of disagreements. I just chose states, but I have been to Taiwan as well.
So what would that be, 196 as opposed to 193 or something like that, or would it be a lot more than that even?
Yeah, well, that's the tricky part. Once you get off the official list, you could add all sorts of things to it. You know, there's islands in the middle of the Pacific that are technically attached to France, but most of the people that grow up there have never been to France.
Right.
So it can go on and on and on.
Well, so don't even get me started about Antarctica then, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. That could be like eight different countries because it's not really controlled by anybody, but there's eight countries that have, installations there.
And then the last question on this topic, have you made it to South Sudan yet?
Oh, I have, yes. Yeah? And that was actually, when I began the project, it was 192 countries.
Right.
And South Sudan was actually the only country that gained independence while I was actually actively pursuing the quest. And so I did decide to add that on because, it was legit. So it went from 192 to 193, and I have been there.
Yeah, so that's the latest official recognized country formed.
Yep.
Did my research.
Yeah, good job.
I always like to sound smart. So tell people about World Domination Summit. I think, and I'd love to hear it in your words. I mean, obviously they can go on the website and read it, but I'd love to hear your words.
Sure. The way I describe WDS is it's a gathering of creative people from all walks of life. They don't necessarily have the same demographic. They share a psychographic, and they're interested in change. They're interested in entrepreneurship or travel or the arts. But mostly they just kind of like, coming together to pursue a big dream of their own and to make the world a better place at the same time. And so it's kind of grown very organically because it is the sort of thing where it's kind of hard to market it and say, oh, well, here's, the perfect, 10-second description of what it's about. Most people who have come into the network have come through referral. An alumni has been to the event and then they've enjoyed it or had a good experience and they talk about it. So we're going into year number 7 and, every year we have hundreds and now thousands of people that come to Portland, Oregon for a week, which has expanded from the weekend that we started with. And we have main stage keynote speakers like we had you, John, a couple of years ago, which was great. And we also have workshops, breakout sessions, lots of fun meetups and stuff. And then we also have some really big parties and some fun adventure-y kind of things. We set world records. We try to do service projects. So it's just a gathering of interesting people.
Yeah, and I think it would be one of those. I think that's why people struggle to. I even ask people to go, and they kind of go, "Well, And I think it's because there's no way to describe how you experience it in 200 words or less, on a webpage. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's That's probably the magic, quite frankly.
Yeah, it's probably the magic, and it's also the weakness. It's like, you know, yeah, your strength is your weakness, and vice versa. Right. So I think it's interesting. I think at this point it's kind of, you know, we kind of are what we are, and so I'm not really interested in changing the DNA at this point.
Yeah, you would like to have that. We're Airbnb for something.
Yeah,
like you'd have to have that statement.
Right, but it would be pretty long. It would be like a long statement, and then it wouldn't really work. So.
Yeah, that's right. So you have a new project that you're working on that I want to talk about called the Side Hustle School. So what is it?
Side Hustle School is a daily podcast. Every day in 2017, I'm telling the story of an employee who starts a hustle, some kind of income-generating project, without quitting their job. And so I tell the brief story. Every episode is less than 10 minutes long. Brief story that's kind of a case study of how they got their idea and what happened along the way. What went well, what did not go well, how much money did they make from it, and then how has that affected their life. And my target market, I actually do have a target market for this project, which is probably the first time I ever have, you know, had a specific idea of like, okay, here is the ideal listener. Like, I really, really wanted to cater this this project, this endeavor, toward employees who don't necessarily want to quit their job. And I feel like in the culture, you know, sometimes these days, like, it's like this assumption that everyone wants to be an entrepreneur, and that if you don't want to be an entrepreneur, something's wrong with you, and you kind of feel judged or shamed or whatever. And so I kind of noticed on my last book tour, like, I gave like 30-minute stump speech, and I talked about side hustles for maybe 2 minutes out of the 30 minutes, and half the questions afterwards would always be about this topic. And so I just kind of began to realize not everyone wants to, you know, quit their job, be this full-time entrepreneur like we are. Like, that's great for us, but everyone does want more than one source of income. And so my goal is to kind of, you know, equip people with that and show them very specifically, here's how lots of folks have done that without wearing this, you know, entrepreneurial label or t-shirt or whatever. So it's a daily podcast. It will eventually be a book in the fall. It's a traveling workshop series. In short, it's kind of my whole focus for 2017.
You know, it's so interesting because you're right. I hadn't really thought of this, but there's so much out there for startups and for, you know, create your company, become an entrepreneur. And then there's certainly a fair amount, you know, our good friend Pam Slim, the Escape from Cubicle Nation, you know, kind of like, how do you get out of corporate? But there really aren't a lot of people serving what you just talked about. Maybe somebody who doesn't want to leave, but wants a little more freedom and security. And that's really my next question. I mean, in some ways, doesn't everybody need this thing as sort of a survival mechanism? I mean, what jobs are not going to exist in 10 years?
Yeah, I think they do. And that's part of my message is, like, it's not just nice, it's necessary.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have a side hustle, but for two reasons. One, because as you said, there's this imperative, there's this economic uncertainty, nobody works in one job their whole career, et cetera. But then also, the other reason is positive. Like you kind of alluded to, a side hustle, you know, once you begin earning money for the first time with a different source other than your paycheck, like, you know this very well, and like lots of your folks do too, like, it's very empowering. It gives you confidence. It gives you security. Like, I even notice to this day, like, if I start a little project that makes a small amount of money, I'm almost disproportionately happy about that check, you know, for a few $100 or something that comes in, because I'm like, I made that, you know?
Yeah.
And I hear these stories all the time from employees who are like, you know, I got this thing that now it's making $700 a month. And first of all, $700 a month can go, you know, to a lot of different places. And, you know, people are paying off debt and saving for travel, or, you know, investing in their kids' college funds, all that kind of stuff. But it's also like, look, I made this thing. You know, this is apart from my paycheck, and I have ownership over it. It's an asset that I created. And I think that's really fun.
So you're going to podcast every day?
Every single day.
And is this temporary? Like, this is once you're done, you're done?
Well, I've committed to 365 episodes, and so we'll see kind of when it gets a little bit closer. But my goal is to kind of, you know, create an arc to it, and like, anybody can jump in at any point.
Right.
But like, there is kind of an overall story, a narrative that I'm telling, like, from January to December. So I'm encouraging people, like, if it is a good fit for them, and I am really specific. Like I said, in the first episode, I'm kind of like, this is who it's for, this is who it's not for. You know, if it is for them, I kind of encouraging people to make it part of their routine. And if they do that, then I'm committing to help them, you know, however I can. You know, by the end of the year, my goal is that, you know, a lot of the stories on the show will be coming from some of the listeners from the first half of the year.
Oh, wow, yeah. So this would be a good place for you to tell people where they can find it.
Oh, yeah, of course. SideHustleSchool.com or SideHustleSchool on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank God you didn't use your name in it.
I know. Tell me about it. I learned 7 years ago. So
no one can spell Chris Guillebeau. I have to look it up. I mean, I saved it in my dictionary, you know, on my computer, but I still have to double check every time.
Oh,
every
I have to look it up myself, John, so I understand.
So do you, without sort of giving away the goodies, I suppose, do you have a favorite one or two so far? Maybe they aren't even published yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's you know, a different one coming out every day, and I'm kind of working about 30 days out.
Yeah.
So I have like the first month's, you know, more or less kind of batched, not totally produced, but at least organized. I kind of like a range of different stories. So like in the first week, for example, I told one story of this guy from Scotland who wrote this blog with reviews about fish tanks. And he was really into fish tanks, and like he started writing this, you know, these reviews for it, and he set it up with Amazon affiliate income, and he kind of went away, and like there's a whole story, but the long story short is like, you know, 3 years later, he hasn't done anything for this project, but it's still bringing in $700 a month, so that's kind of fun. But then I followed that story with of somebody here in the States who started this hustle, manufacturing personalized candy hearts. And she's actually a director of marketing for a big firm, and she wanted to buy these hearts like for her clients, and she couldn't find them. So, you know, again, long story short, she went out and found a way to make it happen. And 3 years later, she's making a six-figure income from that side hustle. But she keeps her job, one, because it's kind of a seasonal thing. Like the candy heart business is like all about Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But two, because she likes her job, you know. And she's like, I like my job, but now I have a good income from my job, and I also have a very good income from the hustle. And if something ever changed at my job and I didn't like it, well, you know, I've got something else I can do. So I want to show people both, you know, that it's really fun to make, you know, $500 a month or $1,000 a month, but it's also possible, you know, to make a lot more. So my idea is to hit people with both ways.
Yeah. And she doesn't sit around waiting for the shoe to drop anymore,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Right.
So, sure. You've got a couple other elements of this that I'd like to explore. The community aspect, which no shock there that you have made that a big component. You're calling it the Society of Hustlers. So is that in full bloom?
No, it's not. It's my idea for the society is that's kind of like the monetization that comes in at some point. Mm. Like there is like a membership, you know, course kind of element to this. And I think there'll definitely be room for that. Yeah. But I can legitimately and honestly say that I've really focused entirely on the content and making something that I think is worth paying attention to, whether or not anything else, you know, comes along later. So there's also a workshop series, and I'm excited about that as well. But right now for me, it's all about like podcasting is a new medium for me. Uh-huh. I've done lots of interviews, but as you know, it's very different, you know, hosting your own show. So for me, I want to make sure I've got that solid and kind of figured out the routine of making a different episode every day and all of that. And then I'll introduce the society and some other stuff.
Do you is your hope to inspire or obviously that is one of the goals, but is it also to give people, you know, actionable items that they can go do themselves?
I mean, a lot of my people are already inspired.
Yeah.
You know, they're already motivated. I think this is true about a lot of people out there. Like, and if you're listening to a podcast about business or about self-improvement, from the very first point, like you're already kind of raising your hand and saying, like, I want to create some kind of change in my life, but how do I do it? So for me, it's much more exciting when I hear from somebody that says, you know, like, I was in this place and like, maybe I could have made it work myself, and they probably could have, but perhaps something that we shared, you know, maybe help them along, or gave them a shortcut, or gave them a tool or a resource, and then they were able to take action on it and then create, you know, something really great for themselves. So that's what gets me excited.
Well, and I'm guessing that particularly this audience that you're appealing to, in some cases, maybe they felt like, well, the job is what I do, and just this notion that they can have an idea or they can start looking for an idea, that mindset shift is probably step number one, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like I said, the reason I'm kind of calling them out is because like a lot of them have tried this before. Like maybe they know somebody who's, you know, had a project take off and then they try it, but they don't necessarily know what to do because first of all, they're really busy.
Yeah.
Like a lot of my folks, they have, you know, at least one job, maybe two jobs. They've got families, they've got other commitments. And so they want to invest in themselves, but then like if they have a very limited amount of time, like they need some guidance on how to spend that time basically. And so, and I also think that the advice for starting a side hustle is not the same as the advice for building a big company. And so if all that's out there is the advice on how to build a big company, it's not necessarily going to apply to somebody who's trying to create this kind of project on the side. So that's why I'm trying to create some differentiation there.
Well, in fact, there's a line that I was reading, I guess it would amount to the announcement of Side Hustle School on chrisguillebeau.com. And there's a line that I kind of stopped and highlighted, and it says, also, this was in parentheses, also forget strategy. Tactics are the future. So is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Okay. So I just feel this is kind of more of like, for me, it's like, what's the business reason of doing this? Well, one, I was excited about it. Two, I guess I feel like there's an oversaturation in this world of like business thought leadership. And I feel like the last thing that anybody needs in the world these days is like another, inspiring TED talk or something else. I feel like the gap is really in practical, very action focused kind of stuff. And just even for myself, as I thought back, like over the past 5 years, what have people responded to the most? For me, like people really responded to the $100 startup because it was a very tactical kind of book. Now it's telling you strategically, like, here's why you want to do this for your life. Like, here's why it's important. But then really quickly, it's like, here's how you do it. And so I guess I feel like there is a shift away from, there's a skepticism toward, just people telling you stuff without really telling you very clearly and specifically how to do it. And so hopefully there's some fresh air that's provided through focusing on tactics.
So what will the book look like then? Again, maybe you have no idea because it's going to form itself, but how do you see that unfolding?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you know from all the books you published, like publishing has a long lead time. So I've actually already finished the second draft, and we're just kind of doing the third draft now in edits. So the book will also use like a case study format. I'm going to do it as a 27-day kind of series. I think the subtitle is something about that, like, zero to income in 27 days or something.
Cool.
And so it's like a step-by-step kind of thing. And each day there's a case study that illustrates the principle behind the action that you take. And so, the goal is, again, if you read the book, then if you apply it, within 4 to 5 weeks, you can have this kind of working hustle. And then from there, you can regroup, you can refine, maybe you start over and do something different, but it definitely gives you, everything you need to get up and running within a month. So it's also very tactical.
So journals are hot right now. I could see like a side hustle journal, but you can't take it to work, I guess. Or no, it has to be white labeled, right?
I think I need an adult coloring book.
There you go. I love it.
Those are selling like 500,000 copies. I can't believe it.
The adult coloring books? Oh, I've fallen into that trap. I have a couple. So you're also threatening a world tour.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I like to do my world tour. I have amazing readers out there, and it's just fun. So, actually, I have a crazy idea, and I'm thinking of doing like a 100-city tour in the fall, which I've never done. And maybe I'll actually have to do it because I don't normally like say an idea like that unless I'm going to follow through on it. But it's been in my head, and it's not leaving, so I might follow up on it.
Well, don't fly over the Midwest like you so often do.
I go to the Midwest, John.
Just not Kansas City, I guess.
I will return to Kansas City my third or fourth visit in 3 or 4 years.
All right, well, we'll have you back for this book. How's that?
Okay, I like that.
So, do you have an ultimate kind of hope for the impact? I mean, do you sit down and calculate, if I get X amount of people to do X amount, that'll add up to this, or do you analyze things that way?
Yeah, I'm not super analytical in terms of quantitative stuff, so I don't really have like a numerical matrix-driven goal. I guess for me, I am motivated by stories. I am motivated by people who like mention the impact.
Yeah.
And so I guess I just feel like I'll kind of know as it goes along if I'm having an impact. Like if people are frustrated, if they're like, oh, I like the stories, but I'm not really getting, what I need, then that's kind of the opposite message. So I want to pay attention to that. Not that every single person, is going to get everything that they need, but just en masse, like I want to make sure that people are really making progress. And I feel like I'll know if that's happening.
So if one of my listeners says, oh, I got a cool story for Chris, should they get a hold of you?
Yeah. Just on that same website, sidehustleschool.com, there will be a place very soon where you can actually submit a story. And then, like I said, my goal is by the end of the year, I'd love to feature lots of stories that came out of the process, as well as, people that have just heard about the show as it's been starting up. So love to hear from you.
Awesome. Speaking with Chris Guillebeau, we are talking about the Side Hustle School project. Chris, it's always great to catch up with you. We'll have all the links that we mentioned in the show notes here, and I'm gonna be headed your way in the spring of 2017. So hopefully we can bump into each other out there on the road.
That sounds great. If not, there's always Kansas City.